live back over the internet through BBS Radio on Wednesday, October 24th, 2018. Thank you for being here. You're early on the air. I will play a song that Wim has written quite a few years ago. Thank you all for being here. If you have questions, we have answers. You can email in any question to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And then goes over the questions during the call, and then on the go he chooses the questions that he will ask our sources, the Elohim group and Ra group, through Terry Brown.
I think anybody that has ever had the experience of being blown off by a guy or a gal that was just after making love, and when they reached that goal, that was it. And it was sad truth that all of a sudden became painfully apparent. Ouch. Mm-hmm. You know, that hurts. That really, really hurts. But there it is. That's what happened. And you can't get mad at a person for being true to his focus. This is what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what is real. And and so, okay. You know, we're much better off saying okay and then moving on than we are trying to go after it and bring it back. I'm speaking from a woman who's been blown off very short of the altar by a first love who swore that he would love me forever. And that forever was precisely until he was able to make love to me. Well, you know, surprise, surprise, I was very innocent. I was a high schooler. And and this guy was a 23-year-old, you know, guy in the Army. What did I know from? I didn't know from nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned the hard way, and I think so many of us do.
Yep.
So yeah, I learned the hard way, too, on that. It hurts
so badly, and you feel like you've lost somebody to the processes of death. I mean, it's a real grieving, and the guy's not worth it. But you don't know that. You're just a kid, and you love with all your young and vulnerable heart. And all of a sudden, bam, you're sitting flat on your can in the driveway, you know, pointed out. And, okay, I think I'll pick up my butt and go home. And, oh, my gosh, that hurts. And it hurts for a long time. But you learn that way.
Yeah.
You too, huh?
And so here we are on this Wednesday evening. My name is Gijs Minderhout, located in Bison, California. Welcome to the first caller. Thank you for being here.
Jack,
please say your name and location.
Jack in San Francisco.
Hello, Jack. Good evening. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
My first time doing one of these.
You have or have not?
Not the 6 o'clock ones. No.
Okay.
First time for this.
All right. So, you know, you can submit questions per email to this call, and Wynn goes over
right.
the questions during the email.
I didn't submit
it
this time because I wanted to just see what it was like, what kind of questions people are asking before I submitted any in the future.
If you go to the forum where all the calls are stored, then you can see this wide variety of questions that have been asked. I welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi. It's Prudy. Hello, everyone.
Welcome to the call, Prudy.
Thank you.
But, Jack, back to you. there can be very personal questions, and they can also be very, you know, about the universe, about, you know, Mother Earth, about the life.
Okay.
Anything.
Uh-huh.
Welcome to the callers that just came on board. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Dharmananda. John Munter, Northern Minnesota.
I hear Dharmananda. And is it John in Northern Minnesota?
That's right.
Welcome, John, and welcome, Dharmananda.
Thank you. How are you doing?
Good, good. Thank you. How are you?
Okay. Could be better, could be worse, huh?
All right. Welcome to the call. Please say name and location. If you want to, we welcome you. You can stay in the background. That is fine. And right after this call, this one-hour call at 7 p.m. Pacific, we start the whole Planet Healing conference call only per phone on the conference call. And you can find the information at wholeplanethealing.com.
You mentioned the forum where past questions were. What? How do I find
correct,
that
correct.
Forum?
Yeah, please look for the website. I'll give it to you in a moment.
Right.
Welcome to the next floor. Thank you for being here. Please say name and location.
Hi, hi. It's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hi, Jeannie. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. And the next caller, we welcome you. Please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Terry from Dallas.
Hello, good evening, Terry. Welcome.
Hi, hi. Thank you.
Hello.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Good evening to you,
hey,
Don.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
Jack.
Yes.
The website is spiritchannel.net.
Okay.
And that's where our the recordings, and some of them have been transcribed. And you can see it at the symbols ahead of the date, if there is a transcript.
Okay, good. I'll look for that. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Good evening, Jane. Welcome.
Hi, good evening. Yes, good evening.
Ice. Yes, Don. Oh.
There's something Jane out.
Yeah.
Trying to reopen her synapse.
There's a bunch of them closed. I'm sorry.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, hi. Good evening or good Abend.
Guten Abend, Esna.
I had no.
Hello.
Greetings.
Welcome to the caller that just came in. Please name a location.
Hi.
I heard you say hi. I believe that to be Terry. Welcome, Terry. Can you hear us? If you're talking, I lost you now, but I think it was you. Yes, I see you there.
That's a short call.
She didn't drop out, so I don't know what's going on.
Quick
and Terry,
mute.
If you can hear us, then you probably pushed your mute button. Maybe back.
I can hear you. Can you
hear
me
good,
now?
Good. Yes. Thank you for being here,
Hi,
Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Okay. Yeah, there's a secret mute button on my headset that I accidentally pushed.
Okay. All right. And I welcome all those people that are listening in online through BBS Radio. Good evening to you and welcome all. Two more people joined in. Welcome. If you want to, please say a name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Welcome to the call, Roger.
Thank you, Heis.
Thank you for being here. And another person joined in. Please say a name and location.
It's Wynn.
Vin, good evening. Welcome.
Hello, guys.
Hello, all.
Hello.
All right. And for those that just came on board, thank you for being here. Also those on BBS Radio. And you might know that we do every single day the Whole Planet Healing Call at 7 p.m., 7 days a week. So that will be right after this call tonight. You can find the information for the conference call at wholeplanethealing.com.
Is Terry here?
Yes.
Terry? I don't hear you. You're muted.
Okay. Here I am.
We got you.
Yeah.
We got you.
Terry, you're breathing in the phone, in the mic. Move it a little bit away.
I'll put myself on mute right now.
No, that's all right. Don't put yourself on mute.
But can you move the microphone a little bit away because you're breathing in it?
Are you on a headset right now?
Uh-huh.
Yes. So move the microphone so it's not in front of your mouth.
I have it by my eyes. How about that?
That's fine.
Okay.
Don't blame, but don't blame. All right.
So tonight we have 1 hour. If you have questions, we have answers, and you can submit, if you do have a question, this per email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com.
Okay.
Shall I mute the phone lines and get the recorder going, Wynn?
Just 1 second. I'm just reviewing. I'm just one more question. I have to cut and paste. All right.
I will mute the phone lines in the meantime.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
And I thank everyone for being here.
Okay. And let me just get into the Hey, would you like to say your name and your city?
We are muted.
Never mind. Now, who's breathing? Is that Terry breathing into the phone again?
Oh, yeah. It's still there. Okay. It's there.
All right. Has anyone noticed how quickly the time is passing in between our calls? Have you noticed that, Ives?
It is. It's weird. It's kind of like sometimes time isn't there. It's time flies, but sometimes I don't know. It goes the other way around as well. Sometimes it looks like a long time ago, but it happened only a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like time floats. It's kind of like sometimes there is.
Mm-hmm.
It's flexible.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I'm ready to go. All right.
This conference is being recorded.
This is October 24th, 2018. Wynn and Terry in Sedona, everybody everywhere. And this is our Wednesday call where people submit questions to us. And we ask our sources the answers to the questions. And just to keep in mind that this is not something to believe in blindly. And this is not to control you. And it's to, in many cases, there's a lot of wisdom. And if you apply the wisdom, you develop your own insight into a situation. But that is what's most important. It's most important that you get the answer and that we, they help you get the answer. Not that someone else is supposed to tell you what to do. If that's what you want, you have to see a psychic, okay? And, you know, I told people a while back ago, you guys are not taking this, and most of you aren't, some of you have, but to ask, what is your obstacle? What is your obstacle? And how do I get through it? That is a really good question. And I think one of the reasons everyone doesn't ask it is because you're worried about your self-image. You know, and I mean, I understand how that works. We all want to look good for each other. And so, what do you want to hang all your laundry out about your obstacles for everybody to see? Well, you know, you could try to do a reading and pay somebody $200, $300 and maybe get the information, but then you'd probably get better information from our sources, probably, unless you want to be told what to do. And then it's good to go see someone that takes that position. But the real goal here, I say this again, you know, to have it sink in, is that we are all in 3D, and we all have our souls riding along on this experience in third dimension, in 3D. And our evolution depends on the input that you give to your soul. And the soul is constantly taking everything in. It doesn't forget anything. And adjusting itself based on your, the way you conduct your life, your actions, whatever. And this is not to be in fear that I'm going to screw up my soul, I can't do anything, what am I going to do? No, that's not the case. The case is to love your soul and generally understand what makes a difference. You know, I think most of us want to be, I won't say better, but more masterful in our lives. And you can't be more masterful by trying to be more masterful. You get more masterful by understanding more and taking more factors into consideration and starting to do it automatically, where you don't necessarily have to think about it and manipulate it. And before you know it, you're more masterful. And you're staying out of trouble more, and you got more discernment, you're making better decisions. And it's like we are creators in this realm. We are creators. Now, the thing about being a creator is, are you creating in the positive or the negative? Are you living your life and creating more of a track of karma that is just going to keep you back in this realm? Or are you creating and creating a track of love and care and gratitude, which is going to keep you on an upswing of energy? So on that note, or are you afraid to do anything because you don't want to create karma and you don't know what to do? That's not an unusual situation there, and I've been there. So in any case, we are going to start. Terry, let's see if I can hear you. Hello, Terry?
Okay.
Are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
You're getting good on that muting and unmuting, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Good work. So, are you not ready or ready?
No, I'm never ready, but I'm here.
Okay, you're peaceful, right?
Yeah.
Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry and myself. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy, radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy field of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. Right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We take a moment and we position ourselves around Terry and connect to each and every person who wishes to be connected to. We connect straight to you. We do not come through the telephone line or the computer. And we are happy to be here with you today to assist you in any way we can for the highest good. Do you have questions?
Yes. First of all, we have a question from Isis. What do the Elohim do in their love, feminine, and connectivity department? How can I strengthen my everyday connection to the Elohim and use it in my daily life? Most importantly, I would like to use these connections in the pranic healings I do. Do you have a suggestion on how I can do so in the most effective way?
Thank you. We have a particular frequency which you can tune into, and we are merged. When we merge with the third dimension, we give up in connection with the third density, we give up a pink glow. It is our nature to be loving. and you can tune into that when you are working with people. And we will work with you to aid where we can the people you are working with as you direct.
I wanted to say that oftentimes, I think when people get the idea of connecting to the Elohim, they get the idea.
It's more of a sensing of the frequency of our frequency and sharing space with us.
Right. Like a lot of times, I feel a sense of presence, but it's subtle. And
it is very subtle, yes. High frequency.
Even when, say, I'm a little bit out of balance or tired, I can tune into what I think is that presence.
Yes,
and when I do, I feel a little bit of energy and a little upliftment of my heart. You know,
yes,
it may not be overwhelming, but I take that and I said, I think that's the Elohim. Because when we're, and it's also much easier to tune into your energy in a stronger way when we do it as a group. It seems to open up the portals for me. And I think it's because as a group, as a group, we come together and we make a stronger landing pad for the Elohim energy.
It is an increase in the vibration the more people they are, and it depends upon their intention.
Yeah. Because I think people are looking to think, well, I can just... there's certain ways that we have been trained, like God is inside us, just keep looking inside and you'll find God. And in a sense, that's true. But you know what? In the law of one, there's no difference between the God that's inside us and the God that's outside us. It's all one. Our bodies are not us. Our bodies are just these temporary flesh dolls that we're occupying, and we look for God in the location of this temporary mechanism, and that is much more than our location. So
God,
yes,
is
it's
everywhere.
Inside. God is everywhere. So, you know, somebody can sit and meditate and say, I'm looking for God inside me, I'm looking for God inside me, and miss that God is everything. And that the Elohim is, number one, comes together in a group. It comes together when two or more are gathered, even. It helps establish a connection.
When two or more are gathered in their name.
In their name, in spirit's name. I mean,
if you have
officially,
two gang members gathered, it does not bring in the Elohim.
It doesn't bring, right. Two or more gathered, I mean, you know, the Bible says, you know, Jesus said in my name, but I don't think he meant, you know, his name was meant to invoke the Christ consciousness in the higher realms. But there's something happening when two or more are gathered. There's a certain magic of interchange of energy that two people can do that bring in, make it easier to have more impact from the higher realms. That's my experience, anyway. So in any case, I just wanted to share that. It's kind of like the idea that you can sit and meditate. Now, maybe somebody can do this. Maybe there are people that can do this. And so I don't want to exclude that as a potential. But from my own experience, when you're sitting and meditating, it's like everything is different. Where I'm meditating at, what I'm meditating on, what energies I'm connecting with, okay? And thinking that you can sit and meditate and bring in this bolt of lightning from heaven and be enlightened. For example, the idea that Buddha and Jesus went into the, according to the scriptures, Jesus went for 40 days, I think it was 40 days, and came out enlightened. What happened to Jesus when he did that?
Are you asking?
I'm asking, yes.
Jesus was searching. He was attempting to reach one with the Christ consciousness in God, and was looking at factors within himself that were blocking the connection, and he was able to clear himself so that he could achieve his goal.
And he did so successfully, yes?
Yes.
And the idea is here, and see, this is the image people have, okay? That God comes in like a bolt of lightning. A lot of people have this image that
God is already there.
Yeah, God is already there. And then all the common things, but they want to see, you know, the idea of enlightenment. It sounds like, oh, how can I say it? You know, there's all kinds of spiritual words that describe this. Let's see, like samadhi, for example, is one of them. You know, it's a Hindu word, when one gets enlightened. And the image is something sweeps over you and suddenly you know everything and everything is together. God is with you. And I've never experienced it that way. And can you explain something about that idea of samadhi in the Indian word?
It is possible to connect with a higher realm and where one hasn't before, and get the vision and the knowledge coming in from the higher realm and having it available to you where it wasn't before.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like, shall we say, there's a process that goes on for people on our calls that I talk about, that on these calls, there is the experience of lifting ourselves into higher timelines. And when we do that, we can look at ourselves not from being trapped in our own box, but we have a moment of observing ourselves from outside of our box, in which case you could say that was a certain state of enlightenment. And the challenge is, how do you keep observing yourself from outside of your box? Stay in that position. Am I putting that together correctly?
It is very hard to maintain that state. So one usually experiences it and then has a memory of it and is able to come back there.
Okay. But the more you experience it, the better.
The more connected you're able to connect with it, yes.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the reasons these calls are so important, and one of the reasons that we do them so often, because instead of just going to one call a month or one event a month, it forces everyone, including myself, to be in the present, moment by moment, and give a reference point for that. Okay, thank you. Let me go into another question here. And this is from somebody, D. I'm going to rewrite your question. D in Xenia, Ohio, okay? We have heard that as a result of a nuclear blast, that the population of Maldek was evaporated and glommed together. And it's taken a lot of work to unglom that, okay?
Yes, it's still not totally unglommed.
Right, and it's been 500,000 years, right?
Yes.
So it's a sad story to have that happen, right?
It's very hard on the individuals causing the blast.
And we were also told that not a single being on Maldek escaped that fate.
That's correct.
And is there any way that someone could escape that fate if it happened on planet Earth?
Not if they were caught in the center of the explosion. If a city were nuked and they were in the, they were evaporated into the explosion, then that would be the result that they would experience. If they were on the outside of the city, and even if they died from their injuries, they would not experience that tangle of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Although they might end up really scared of atomic explosions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Andy, that's all I want to ask of that, okay? Next question is from Edna. And can you share anything with Edna about her karma, her past life, with her present boyfriend, Eric?
Well, really do see that you have had some past life experience with the Uruk. It was not as lovers, or there may be more than one life, but the one we are looking at was a family member and a working, good working friendly relationship with the being that was Eric in the past, and it brings comfort to Eric and you to be together to some degree. It is familiar. And there are good seeds for a good relationship there. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question. This is from Nick in Perth, Australia.
Yes.
And his question is about the voice that comes over the computer line. The Elohim says they come straight to you.
Yes.
And voice comes over the line.
Yes.
And what voice and who is it? Thank you. You know, Nick, the voice that comes over the line is Terry's voice, okay?
It is Terry's voice that comes over the line, and she is translating the concepts that we are giving her.
The Elohim...
It is a little bit slower than our appearance directly to you. The voice is slower.
You know, it's hard. I'm just going to try to put something in words, okay? Nick, I don't know if you've had this experience yet, and many people that come to the calls have the experience. Now, while you're on this call, if you shut your eyes, you can feel an activation in the top of your head. You can feel energy in your third eye. Now, if you don't feel it, don't feel bad. But if you keep coming to these calls sooner or later, there's a very high likelihood you'll experience that. And you know, that experience, if you read spiritual stuff, people work their entire lives meditating, trying to have the activation of their higher chakras. And yet, on this call, is an activation that occurs that when the Elohim connects with you, now I'm going to ask them to validate what I'm saying. When they connect with you, they have to come into your field. They have to come in. And more than likely, they come in through your higher chakras, through your crown chakra. And so it makes an activation faster than most people could ever experience by meditating all their life. Now, I'm going to turn it over to the, you know, so what's happening is, Terry is talking, and the Elohim can tune into the vibration of each person on the call, and if they're open to it, they can create an activation of the energy coming in through the crown chakra. And I'm going to just turn it over to them and let them explain that or validate that or not from their perspective.
Thank you. There are many chakras in a person's matrix, and we do not isolate ourselves to the crown chakra. We come in, we surround the person's space that they are wishing it, and we can come in and activate like through any of their chakras. There are chakras more than seven. There are chakras in the feet and in the hands and under the arms. We can come in as a surrounding with love light the individual if he wishes to be open to it. If he doesn't, we do not we don't come into his field. We stand ready to, but we do not. We grant free will.
Thank you. Now, when you come in, are you actually intending to come in, or is just the energy there and the person has to reach for it and bring it in?
It is matched. We are in sync with the individual's wishes, and we come in as wished.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next question here is from Prudence in Asheville. I think it's North Carolina, but Carolina something, okay? Her question is, what is my biggest obstacle in my life? I am referring to my principal learning for this incarnation.
Thank you. We do not wish to evaluate for you, but here are some areas for you to look at. In the relationship area, independence upon another, and being open and caring, where an individual takes advantage. We see you are searching for companionship and wisdom, but you are maintaining your own boundaries more now and do not wish to be taken in. You are evaluating the things that you are coming across, which is very good. So you are moving through some very tough lessons in relationships that you have dealt with and are dealing with. You have a good framework or outlook to progress in your future.
Thank you. And let's see here. Bonnie Penners. I seem to be in a constant state of procrastination lately. Maybe always. What are my greatest obstacles, and are there any tips on overcoming them? Thank you.
Thank you. Your situation at the depot has put you into a waiting pattern and taken a lot of your attention. And so have patience with yourself as you are connected to the depot and are in a situation where waiting is part of it. And so if you separate yourself from that situation in your mind, that's the depot situation, waiting and recovering. You separate your own self from that and get off the waiting for the depot. And then things can begin to move within your own sphere a little faster. Thank you.
Thank you. Judy Keene. Uh-oh. Let me see here. Judy Keene wanted to know more about the healing that Terry received on her hip years ago, where another being came in and put circling energy spirals into her hip joint.
Yes. Terry was studying channeling back then, and Terry was involved with a group that was channeling the Council of Light. Gurdjieff, as many of you have heard the name, was a Turkish seer, and he had passed away in the 1950s, and he was part of the group that were being channeled that Terry was a part of. And Terry asked for her hip to be healed because the doctor said her hip was dead and would fall apart in 5 years. And she asked if the council could heal her hip. And the council said, you are overweight, you don't watch your nutrition, you don't exercise, and you want us to heal your hip. And Terry said yes. And the council said they would. So one of the members of the Council of Light was the seer Gurdjieff. He has published a number of books that are available on Amazon. He came to visit Terry, and he said, can I enter your body? And Terry said, no. And he said, I could heal your hip better from inside than outside. And Terry said, no. He says, I'll try to heal your hip from the outside. And as a spirit, 6 feet long, and he was dark-colored, because dark, he is opposite of light. So he was in the dark. He was, his aura was dark, black. And he was able to lie alongside in the air, alongside of her left side where the hip was broken, and was able to use a technique that he had discovered by watching Sufi dancers of the spinning section creating more life. And he placed spinning centers equidistant throughout the ball joint of her hip, wherein the hip after that began to hurt and began to come back to life, although it was shorter and misshapen. It didn't heal perfectly to its normal shape, but it healed enough that no hip replacement was needed. And that is in a way life's consciousness is brought forth by spinning energies. It brings in life and awareness from the field. So that is how he reestablished life within the ball joint of the hip. And then in the next channeling of the Council of Light through Shel Taylor, he came in and spoke to the group. So that is how the healing happened.
Tell me something. Was the Council of Light connected with the Elohim or the Ra group?
It is a lower level of a group that is formed of seers and advanced people that have passed on and are committed to helping the Earth realm.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Is it more the Elohim than the Ra group, would you say?
It is more a group of seers and lower level masters.
I see. Okay, thank you. And is Gurdjieff listening to us as we're talking about him now?
No.
No, okay.
Not listening at this time.
Okay. Nick, the only person who I haven't addressed, I think, is Valerie. So, Valerie, ask your question, please, next week. All right? But there's a question.
We are wondering about the question, with someone else in the Livermore with the lights on the wall?
He didn't ask it again tonight, okay?
He didn't. If one would look at the light on the wall, they would see that it was focused along a crack in the cement blocks along the wall, and the light was focused along that crack, which is under surveillance to see how structurally sound the crack is and how deep the crack goes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Well, Valerie will probably pass that on to David since she's his friend. Okay? I wanted to just do this very quick question for Nick in Australia. I was wondering, as I can hear a voice a lot, like telepathy in my head, and it sounds like it comes over the phone computer, but not like a phone call. But with it, it is normal. With it is normal, quite negative, abusive, and controlling. It is normally quite negative, abusive, and controlling. And I can hear and feel it in my pineal gland when I send it love. It screams, it won't go or let go. What is this? That's from Nick in Australia.
This is an entity that is seeking companionship. It is a lower level entity that we speak briefly to the entity. If you were to leave and get your own body to a hospital, perhaps, will they be something born and are born into a human? You can have your own control. Learn to have your own control, and this will calm your upset to what is his name in Australia?
Nick Bion Tempo.
Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. When you hear that telepathy, just let it pass. Do not try to act on it or to work so much with it as to just let it speak and then fade out and without interacting with it. If it doesn't get any reaction, and soon it will have no reason. If it doesn't bug you or irritate you, soon it will have no reason to be there because it won't get any satisfaction from being there.
Thank you. That's one of the things about negative situations, whether they're in your life or on the other side. I observe how negative people want to grab your energy, get a reaction. And the more you learn to be neutral, the more you say, oh, there they are again. The more they just say give up and leave you alone. Because they want energy from you. And if they can bug you and get energy, they'll keep doing it. So on that note, that is we're like 7 o'clock. Thank you, BBS, for not kicking us off if you haven't done so. And we got to go over the whole planet of healing. So, hi, are you on the line?
Yeah.
My computer went off and I lost the console. So maybe you could unmute everybody and stop the recording, and we'll move over to Whole Planet Healing, okay?
All right.
All callers are unmuted.
Thank you.
Thank you all for your...
They really enjoyed being here.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you.
Love you guys.
Love you guys. Bye.
So
tough job, but somebody's got to do it. I mean, loving us. But in any case, okay, we'll see you on Hopefully Healing. Thank you.